Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon, WCRS. I'm in my beautiful studios here, and I have two good-looking guys sitting across from me this afternoon. They are from Piedmont Technical College, and we have Russell Martin here. Russell is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations right out there at Piedmont Tech. And we have Dr. Jack Bagwell. He is administrative. What was that role again?
Vice President for Academic Affairs.
Vice President of Academic Affairs. And they are excited to be here and wanted to come on and talk about this new test drive program that you may have heard about, you may not have. But if you're somebody out there that has been thinking you'd like to go back to school, but you haven't had the time and maybe you don't want to go back to school, this is a program that you're going to be very interested in. So, Russell, test drive. How did we come up with test drive on that?
Well, we wanted to offer people an opportunity to try out the college because we know it's a big step to enroll in college and start paying tuition and reorganize your life around taking classes. Mm-hmm. And we know that's quite a commitment for people, especially if they're already working or, you know, anybody who's juggling the normal obligations that life throws at us. So we came up with this idea to give people a no-cost, risk-free chance to try out some of our programs. So
Wait a minute. Nothing's ever risk-free and chance-free. I mean, come on now, Russell. What does it cost?
It really doesn't cost anything. In fact, it comes with a $499 value. Mm-hmm. Just to explain that a little bit more, the way the program is structured, we've chosen two tracks that people can go into if they participate in the test drive program. They can choose between healthcare or industrial and engineering.
So you've even picked out some of the most popular programs.
That's right, and I'll let Jack talk about the programs in a minute. But if they participate in the program, they can get an idea of what some of the career opportunities are in those two different tracks. They'll come to Piedmont Tech for 2 weeks, for two nights a week, and then a Saturday, and they'll get not only an overview of certain programs that we offer in those areas, but they'll get an overview of the enrollment process. So they'll get an idea of how they can actually pay for college with financial aid assistance. They'll learn what the enrollment process is in terms of applying for the college, doing their placement testing, those kinds of things.
And the best part is you even get a certificate for whatever your choice is for learning. I'm going to be applying for the forklift one because I'd like to have a forklift certificate.
Yeah, who doesn't want to drive a forklift?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if they attend the 2 weeks of sessions, they can come for a Saturday session. If they do the healthcare track, they'll get free CPR training or free CPR certification. If they complete the industrial and engineering track, they'll get free forklift training.
And they'll get a certificate.
That's right, a forklift certificate. Yeah. Yes. And if they attend all of those sessions, they will be eligible to receive a $250 tuition credit if they enroll in classes afterwards.
So not only is it free,
you get to walk away with something of value.
So. That's right. So this is a pretty cool program. It starts actually April 10th through the 19th, 6 to 8 p.m., and then that Saturday session is the 21st at 10 o'clock in the morning. So, Jack, tell me what exactly is going on. Why did Piedmont Tech decide they want to do something like this?
Well, what we wanted to do is provide an opportunity for folks to see the programs that are in high demand. And we have the opportunity to do this with these specific programs this time, but we're looking at the success of this and then maybe open it up to some of our other programs. We wanted folks to be able to come in. We have information sessions all the time. We have opportunities for people to come over and learn about our programs, but we wanted to give them more of a hands-on opportunity to be have some experience with the programs, see the faculty in the programs, talk to the faculty members, see some of the opportunities that we have on campus. But the programs that we chose for our first test drive opportunity are programs that have high demand. These have jobs waiting for folks to be qualified. this area of the state has been very active in recruiting new companies to town and looking for growth opportunities from an economic development perspective. But that requires folks to have certain skill sets. We need to make sure that we have a workforce ready for all of the companies that are looking to take advantage of.
That's a problem across the country.
It is. It is. Absolutely. But we are well positioned at being a technical college and being a state that has technical and community colleges that are devoted to economic development. But our economic development arms of our local government, the partnership, and all the folks that are involved in bringing new companies to town certainly want to encourage folks to get as much training as they can to be able to fill these jobs. As Russell and I were talking about on the way over here, there are many opportunities for folks to go into training opportunities and things, but we want to make sure that people have an opportunity to improve their skill sets. You may have a job, but is it the job that you want? Is it a job that is paying the livable wage that you expect and need for a growing family? And we pick these programs because we feel like these are opportunities for folks. We listen to our employers, and we know that many of these, the jobs that would be eligible for, that people would be eligible for after they get the appropriate training in these programs, are good paying, high demand positions.
That's right. I mean, when you just look at the featured programs that you're going to be talking about, Medtronic's technology, average salary in South Carolina, $41,600.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Mechatronics is a very in-demand curriculum right now. This is one of those areas that...
What does that mean?
Well, mechatronics is a combination, basically. The word didn't mean much a few years ago, but it's in high demand now. So the mechanical and electrical aspects of running an industrial site, the assembly machines that are used, the robotics that put things together and control what's going on. We know that automation... it's not the wave of the future, it's the wave of the now.
Right.
And we need people that are going to be able to keep the machines operating and keeping everything running smoothly. You know, downtime at one of these plants, these manufacturing plants, cost a lot of money for the manufacturer. We need to make sure we have well-trained folks that can keep it running. And mechatronics is one of those curriculum.
So that's a good one. So that is in part of that program, correct?
That's right. Mechatronics technology is one of the programs that we'll be highlighting, along with some others in a similar fashion. Machine tool technology. Machine tools been around for a while, so folks would work with blueprints, sketches, other things, but using the machines to, there's some high-tech machines that we need to get the tools and the pieces that we need to make all of our toys and cars and all the high-tech machinery work, and these folks are very involved in that.
And it says the average salary in South Carolina for CNC operators starts around
$50,000.
I'm in. I'm going. Okay. Engineering technology. Now, that's another one that is part of this group that you're going to be showing students.
That's right. We've had an engineering technology program for many, many years at the college, for more than 40 years. But these folks typically go on and, they're the folks that are working with the mechatronics, machine tool folks, but also helping the engineers in the plant to make sure that everything is drawn up, designed, performing well, and many of our graduates go on to get a bachelor's degree in engineering technology at South Carolina State, for instance. We've had a long-standing partnership with them. So many of the line managers and some of the plant managers have gone through our program and gone on to finish their bachelor's degree in engineering technology, or sometimes even engineering.
And then looks like welding is the last one in that group of that you're going to be showing them too, right?
Yes. Welding, we have welding requested everywhere. Everybody wants welding. It seems like you can never run out of welders. And we want well-trained welders. We want folks that are very good in this with this technology. And, we have some average salaries down here, and we list that as $38,400. But, if you're a good welder and you have skills that you'll take on the road, you can really do quite well in the field. Back at my previous institution, one of the welding instructors would always sort of redact the first paycheck of some of his students that graduated, and you could take some folks through and show them the paychecks of folks that are working in welding, and it really is all over the place. You can make as much as you're willing.
I think I've heard $80,000 before for welders.
Yeah, you can make six figures if you're willing to do certain specialty and you have the skill set and willing to travel where it's needed in the country.
And that's also not a bad job for women. I've heard of lots of women that are doing that job now.
And doing it quite well. You know, attention to detail, and some of the best welders that some programs are turning out are females. And, you know, that's a wonderful opportunity in any of these programs that we just listed to have non-traditional enrollment, and female enrollment is higher in some. For example, in the engineering technology, it's not uncommon. Actually, several of our instructors are females in that program. And in welding, we have a female instructor as well that teaches with us part-time. So, you know, we see a growing need and a growing response to that need with females in the program.
And I think, you know, with being able to take a look at this, you don't have to invest anything. You don't have to worry, am I giving up my job? Am I going to have to give up my job to go to school? You're going to be able to take a look at this. And we all think about things we'd like to do in our lives, you know. And as you're going to work doing the same job day after day, sometimes you go, you know, I really wish. And then you'd go on and do your job and forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Now sure. They can try it out.
Exactly. With the test drive program from Piedmont Tech. It's very cool. Well, now, what about the nursing program?
Well, in a similar fashion, we wanted to make sure that we were highlighting a couple of different tracks for folks. And healthcare, you've probably been keeping up with the news in South Carolina. Obviously, nursing shortage in South Carolina is a big topic of discussion. So we wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity for folks to come out and learn about our nursing programs, and again, the low-risk way that Russell has described. So high-demand jobs, obviously, folks, we want the best nurses. We want to make sure they're well-qualified, they're caring, they're right. Doing everything that they're supposed to do. And some people have that skill set, but they may not even know it. They might not even know that their personality is perfectly suited for the nursing field. But this is an opportunity, if you've ever thought about it, to come out and find out. Talk to our faculty.
So this is where you can come out. Now, what do they need to do? They're hearing this on the radio here today. What do they need to do, Russell, if they're interested in the program?
They can go to www.ptc.edu/test drive, and they can get a little more information there about the programs that we're highlighting and how the process works. And there's a way to click and register.
Okay.
On that website.
Now, what if they are not particularly wanting to go on that computer? Can they pick up the phone and call?
They can, absolutely.
And they can call and talk to a human. Would that be 941-8400?
That's right.
And they can talk and find out. Now, can they stop by out there at Piedmont Tech?
Sure, they can stop by our continuing education office.
Okay.
Or stop by the main Greenwood campus.
Okay. And will these classes be here in Greenwood?
They
the
will
ones
be.
For this test drive program.
Yes. Yeah, we're focusing on the Greenwood area right now. And again, we may expand that in the future, but this is our first shot at this. And we want to make sure that we see what the interest is.
Now, Jack, what kind of response have you already had to the program?
Well, we are really happy about the response. When you do something new, you're never really quite sure what the response is going to be. And I'm going to let Russell give you the number because he's told me and I've already forgotten, but it's a good response.
Yeah, so far we've had 47 people sign up, and that's 28 people for the healthcare track and 19 people for industrial and engineering.
Wow.
So that's a tremendous response.
Now, do you have room for more?
Absolutely. We may have to create a new session at some point. We're still talking about how we want to expand it if we need to, but it would be some more evening classes,
another night or something.
Yeah, very similar process. And we're not at the cap now. Mm-hmm. We're not even sure what that is. We're going to look at this going forward, but we're pleased about the response. But we want to make sure that everybody who wants an opportunity gets an opportunity to come out and test drive our programs.
Now, this is an interesting time, as you said, because we are in a growth pattern with employers and everything. And traditionally, though, people, when we're in a growth pattern, people don't always go back to school, do they?
No, they do not. Usually, when people have the opportunity, they go to work. And you can't blame them. You know, when the economy is down, people are more willing to give you longer amounts of time in school. But we're trying to revamp what we do and give folks opportunities to come on and off that highway that is life. You know, life intervenes when people are taking long programs, and sometimes things get in the way. And that's why this test drive piece fits so nicely. I like to talk about the educational journey as being in having on-ramps and off-ramps, and, you know, you don't travel the interstate all at one time. You don't get on, stay there, and most people don't. Some might. But, you know, we have on-ramps and off-ramps in life, and sometimes you might need to get off. And that's why we have, you know, we're giving folks this opportunity to look at some of our test drive our programs. But there are short-term certificates that folks can get into in some of these areas.
So, like, a short-term certificate would take how long?
It can be a semester. It can be 9 credit hours. So you can get in and get an additional skill. Now, you're going to get the forklift training on the
right.
Saturday.
Right.
And that can get you a job. But if you want to go in and learn the next skill set or attain the next skill set, you can sign up for a quick skills opportunity. Come in for 9 hours. Some of ours are a little longer, 12 hours, 15 hours. But they're designed to be done in a semester, two at the most, to get you a whole new skill set. And all of those are embedded into our longer programs.
So you can take that small program that you do and expand it into the larger, longer program.
That's right. You come on, you get on the highway, the thoroughfare, you stay on for a while, and then you get off and work for a while and do what you need to do.
And then pay another toll.
then you come back and take the next part of your journey.
Exactly. Well, you know, we are talking about a great program. It is Test Drive Piedmont Technical College, and it's a great way if you are saying to yourself, God, I'm tired of getting up and doing this job every day, but I got to do it because my family is depending on me. This is an opportunity to try something out at no cost, no obligation. If they walk away from it at the end and say, it's just not for me,
They've learned something about themselves. They've learned about our program, and that's fine. We, of course, want to give people the opportunity to continue on with us, but, you know, that has to be the right time and the right place and the right fit, and we're going to let people see if that's it now.
The other thing that you'll really get an opportunity to see, Russell, is how things work out at Piedmont Tech. Somebody that is not in school, it's a daunting task to think about going back to school.
Right, and if you've been out for a while, it can be intimidating. So that's part of the benefit of the program, is you don't have to just go into that blind. You can go to this program, and again, you can learn about the wide range of financial aid opportunities that we have for students. You can see how affordable college can be.
Because all the time we hear about how expensive and getting out of school with all this debt and all this kind of stuff. There is a difference between a Piedmont Technical getting a skill and getting back out there and working and going for a 4-year degree.
Absolutely. We have a lot of our students receive financial aid. For instance, I think 7 out of 10 of our students go tuition free. So we certainly have some stuff some information we'd love to share with people through this program to explain how affordable college really can be.
Well, because sometimes that's the reason you don't even open the door, because you don't think you can afford it.
Right.
Well, I think I don't want to step on you there, Russell, but that's an important point. We hear a lot about college affordability, and it's an important conversation and a conversation we need to be having. But there's an opportunity for folks who don't think they have the opportunity to continue their education or even start their education. They just need to ask the questions, come over and let us walk them through. And sometimes there's an opportunity for Pell or other financial aid that folks don't know about, and they can come through and get some training.
Well, it's like the lottery scholarship. We always think of the lottery scholarship for high school grads.
Right.
And how many times have I seen the commercial on TV where that 45, 50-year-old person is getting a lottery scholarship too?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that is, there are possibilities for everybody. Now, tomorrow, though, is an instant admissions day, which is another cool opportunity.
Yes. So if people are ready to go ahead and apply and register and go through the enrollment process, we have our instant admission day tomorrow from 9 to 5 on the Greenwood campus.
And what does instant admissions mean? Poof, I'm in?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much.
There are various steps to the enrollment process. It's a pretty easy process, but they can come in for that one day and go through every step of that process.
Instead of spending a week bringing this paperwork, bringing that paperwork. In fact, I think the only thing you really need to bring is...
They need to bring, if they want to enroll in the summer, they'll need to bring their 2015 tax return. If they want to enroll in the fall, they'll have to bring their 2016 tax return.
Tax return. And just come on out and go through all the paces that you need to get this done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the most current, I'm not sure we said the most current year there, but the most current year.
2017 would be the current one that's being filed in April, right, for most people.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that would be 2 years. That's right. So next year's aid would be based on 17, and then we're still in the current year through summer, so that would be based on the 16.
Mm-hmm. And you can get testing that you need on that date? Isn't that right?
That's right.
I'm doing this from memory, but...
No, you're right. Everything that you need, you can complete that day. That's why we call it instant admissions. You know, in the old days, people might have to come to campus 2, 3, 4 times.
Get out of work and get
a sitter or bring the kids. We want to make sure that we give people an opportunity. We're going to have multiple opportunities for the instant admissions process, but the one that's coming up, is the one that we're talking about. We want to make sure that folks can start and finish the process the same day.
That's right.
Even if they aren't sure exactly what they want to do and they just want to explore career opportunities, tomorrow is the day that they can do that as well.
Absolutely.
We'll have career planning staff on hand to talk through the various possibilities.
Yep. There you go. Hey, let's hear South Carolina Radio News. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. If you got a question, give her a call up there in the front, 229-7984. We're talking Get a Job. We'll be right back. The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, our one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building. Oh, that's right. We're right here on WCRS. We are having an excellent conversation here today with Dr. Jack Bagwell. He is Vice President for Academic Affairs out there at Piedmont Tech. And we have Russell Martin here. He is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations from Piedmont Tech. And we're talking about an exciting new program called Test Drive PTC, Piedmont Technical College. And if you've been out of school for a while and you keep thinking, you know, as you're helping get the kids ready for school every day and as you're trying to get them off to college, that, gee, there has to be more in life. And maybe you'd like to find that perfect job, or maybe you'd like to know what you don't want to do. Either way, this is an excellent opportunity for you to find out. So, we talked a lot about the Medtronics technology, machine tool technology, engineering technology. That's all one side of it. Now, if you're just joining us, how about, Jack, just about give us a quick overview as to what this program is. It's 4 night classes and a Saturday class?
That's right. We have 4 night classes starting April the 10th through the 19th, Tuesday and Thursday evening, 2 hours each session, and then the follow-up Saturday session on April the 21st that starts at 10 o'clock. And folks will be able to, if they're in the healthcare nursing track, to do CPR certification training. And if they are in the industrial track, they'll be able to do some forklift training and get
Saturday, the
21st, right, and get some forklift certification. And
at no cost.
At no cost to them.
And you actually have a forklift we can drive?
We have the forklift. We have everything that the folks would need.
Okay. And you'll be able to literally walk out of this program, and you will be certified in being able to operate a forklift.
That's correct.
Or operate
perform
CPR.
Cardio pulmonary resuscitation.
Yeah,
that's
there
right.
you go. So either one, it's great, and it's a certification, but it doesn't cost you a thing. Now, Russell, why are you doing this?
Well, we just want to give people an opportunity to preview the Piedmont Tech experience before they buy, essentially. We want to make it as accessible as possible.
And for those people that say, I don't think I could go back to school, you want to show them that you can go back
to school.
That's
right. Anybody can go back to school, and we have multiple ways to make that process as easy as possible on anybody who's interested.
So. That's right. Anywhere from the financial to what it takes to go back to school. And if you take this test drive, you'll even get $250
tuition
credit.
And you can you apply that toward classes once you enroll.
There you go. So it's a great program. If you haven't heard about it, if you want more information after our talk here, you can go to ptc.edu/test drive, or you can call them 941-8400. But the other part, we spent the first part of the show talking about the technology part of it. Now I want to talk a little bit about the nursing, because everybody knows we need nurses. It's a well-paying career. And how does Piedmont Tech, with this PTC program test drive, do we want to put it together?
Sure. And again, we want to be able to give people an opportunity, a cross-section of the programs that we are offering or able to offer at the college. And let me just add, before I go on with that, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about folks coming back to school and maybe folks who are in the workforce and looking for a change. But if you're a recent graduate also, this is for you. So if you've graduated and you haven't enrolled, you can come out and test drive as well. But, you know, in our minds, we were thinking about how to reach these folks that are out there in a different way. But it's open for anybody who wants to avail themselves of the opportunity. But focusing on the nursing and in the healthcare areas, we've talked a little bit already about nursing, and South Carolina has a nursing shortage, and we want to make sure that we give folks the opportunity to explore nursing as a career field. We have different pathways into nursing. Folks can go into our registered nurse program. We have the LPN, Licensed Practical Nursing Program, and then those folks can transition into our RN program. We have patient care technician, and folks can get started as a PCT, patient care technician, and then parlay that into ultimately a nursing career potentially.
I've known a lot of people that started as CNAs and worked up to the LPN and then the RN.
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do is make the progression as seamless as we possibly can. So we're talking about the test drive today, but some other activities that we've got going on at the college involve how we remove the obstacles for folks. We want to give people the opportunity to get some skills, go out, work for a while, come back, just as you said, the folks that you know are able to parlay their skills and experience into the next set. And we're working with our, the employers in the area to make sure that we know what they're looking for. Can they employ folks in between these times when they're in school? And we're looking at apprenticeship opportunities and other ways for folks to get real world experience while they're gaining the skills, the credentials that they need. So patient care, medical assisting, nursing, all of the same sort of progression. Folks can get started, learn what each of these fields do, and the technicians do, and the nurses do, and figure out if that's for them. Then we have some other areas that we're highlighting as well. Occupational therapy assistant, OTA, is one of the hottest things going in community colleges. We have a lot of folks in our program, and it's in demand, and the average salary in South Carolina for an OTA is about $60,000 a year. And it's a tremendous program. That one happens to be housed at our Newberry campus, but we wanted to make sure folks in Greenwood had an opportunity to see what was involved with that. And it's a fantastic program, and we're thrilled to have it. And respiratory care is another opportunity that we'll be highlighting. So respiratory therapists work with patients who are having trouble breathing. We've run an asthma camp for kids for years and years at Piedmont Tech. And these folks are very active in the community. But the average salary there is about $55,000, $56,000 a year. And the employment growth is pretty high. About 23% increase through 2024 for respiratory care. About a 40% increase for OTA. And think about it, as we age, as the population of the United States ages, we're going to need more care. We're going to need more folks teaching us to use utensils to eat differently, to, you know, we're living longer. We need more care.
You know, when I look at Jeff, who just had triple bypass, one of the big parts that he spends a lot of time on is this respiratory therapy. And, you know, anybody that's in the hospital, one of the things you want to make sure that they don't get is pneumonia. So they're constantly coming by and making you breathe and work on these things. So right. It's a big part
Absolutely.
Of the care. Yeah. So there you've got respiratory care. And then, of course, one of my favorites, massage therapy.
Absolutely. We're going to highlight massage therapy on this test drive opportunity so that folks can see what massage therapists do. And, you know, this is an intriguing field for me. You know, it's one of those areas that provides so many opportunities for folks. You can go out and work for someone as a massage therapist, but many of our students go out and set up their own shops. Mm-hmm. And so that means that the earnings potential is really just limited by your entrepreneurial spirit in some ways.
How tired your hands get.
So there are a lot of opportunities in this area and in South Carolina and the Southeast. And again, I think you look to that that aging population that we are, and as folks,
and that's something you can take with you.
Sure.
You move to another state. You move to another part of the state.
That's right. So you know, it's just looking at the average salary for massage therapists. Average salary in South Carolina is about $37,000 a year, but some make upwards of $70,000 a year. Again, depending upon where they're set up, what they're doing, what they specialize in, what their clientele is.
Sure, absolutely. So you certainly have a lot of possibilities. And again, the idea of this program, folks, is to let you take a look at the different parts of it so you can find the part that you want to be part of. You made an interesting comment when we were off the air, Jack. You said you didn't want people spinning their wheels just to find out they couldn't stand blood, for example.
Well, the worst thing to me in the world is somebody to go through a program, take all of the courses, and get into a nursing curriculum, and then in their first clinical setting, realize that they don't like blood. Well, it would be much easier and better for them if they realized that earlier. So we want to expose students to things. We were talking off the air a little bit ago about our quality enhancement plan. It's called the CARE Plan at Piedmont Tech. And that's part of our accreditation as an institution. But part of what we're doing with the test drive fits into that, because we're trying to expose people, students, to opportunities early in their learning to see the difference between all of these programs that we have highlighted today, for instance. So we have brought the curriculum into common first semester, first year, so that they can get an introduction to health careers, that they can go out and visit some clinical sites, that they can talk to some folks, they can go through some simulations, some of which we will be doing in the test drive opportunity. So it's an opportunity for folks to really understand the reality of a curriculum, of an occupation, of the expectation of one once they get that that training.
Absolutely. And you were saying just a week or so ago, you were at a conference, and people were very interested in hearing about the program and how you are stimulating interest through the Test Drive PTC program.
Well, that's right. I was at a conference in D.C., and it was a bunch of vice presidents from different colleges across the nation and one or two outside the nation, and we were all supposed to share an innovation. And what are we going to do, and how are we reaching students, and how are we exposing folks to our programs, because we're all dealing with the same issues in slightly different ways. And so the innovation that I shared was this test drive opportunity that we had coming up. And it really generated more discussion than anything else that was shared. And I have folks that want to follow up with me, and a couple that came up to me and said, we intend on stealing this as soon as we get back to our institution. And You know, and that's really why we shared at that conference, because
educators... you were looking, too, to see if there was anything any better,
and
right?
I'm stealing some things that I learned from others, and we're going to implement those things here. We call it the case method, copy and steal everything,
or
R&D, rip off and duplicate, you know, so...
Those are all things, though, that bring so much to the table when it comes to delivering a great product for your clients, whether your clients are students or your clients are radio advertisers or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Frank's Car Wash, Express Wash, and Rapid Lube is your one-stop shop for all your vehicle service needs. Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Now is a good time to let Frank's Rapid Lube flush and fill your cooling system with extended life antifreeze. With today's high gas prices, getting the best performance and mileage out of your vehicle is imperative. We can maximize performance and mileage with our RunRight fuel system cleaner. We can also service your transmission to keep your vehicle shifting smoothly. Visit us today at Frank's Car Wash, Express Wash, and Rapid Lube, located at 432 Calhoun Avenue in Greenwood.
We're right back here at WCRS in our beautiful studios at 637 Durst Avenue East. We've been having an excellent conversation about how to improve your earning power, folks. And if you are curious as to how certain things work, but you don't want to invest any money for starters, I highly recommend this program. It's called the Test Drive PTC program. And Russell, what did you want to tell us a little wind up on that? And then you're also, I understand, having quick admissions, instant admissions tomorrow.
Right. And with Test Drive, again, it's no cost, completely risk-free. You also walk away with some valuable certification at the end of it. That program starts on April 10th, and it runs through April 21st. It's two nights a week for 2 weeks and a Saturday. To sign up for that, all they have to do is go to ptc.edu/testdrive or call 864-941-8400, and we'll get them signed up.
Yeah, it's been fascinating what you have come up with for a program to let people, either those that have just graduated and aren't sure what they want to do, or somebody that's been out in the workforce and has a hunger to go back and find out if there's anything more for them.
Right.
And then tomorrow is...
And they can get started as early as tomorrow if they want to go ahead and apply or explore possible careers with our Instant Admission Day. They can sign up for that at www.ptc.edu/instant, or they can call our admissions office at 941-8369. And essentially that's a one-stop opportunity to go through the entire enrollment process.
So a lot of opportunities at Piedmont Tech right now. Now, this PTC Test Drive program, one more time, what's it about, Jack?
It's about sampling the programs, finding a place for you. We feel like we have an opportunity for students, and sometimes we do a really good job with certain populations. It's easy to get into the high schools and talk to the students. It's easy to reach certain other populations. But sometimes there are folks that don't just don't get the opportunity to hear us. And sometimes they don't know what program they might be interested in. So if you are interested in learning more about one of our industrial opportunities that we've highlighted today, or nursing and healthcare track, we would encourage you to come out. Learn about the test drive, participate in the test drive, end the test drive with a little bit of benefit to you, whether it's the CPR certification or the forklift certification. And then if you decide to come on to the college and enroll in one of our programs, whether it be a quick skills program, the opportunities, we have quick skills that are short, 9 hours to 15-hour programs that allow folks to come in and get a skill set that they can take and get a job and earn a good wage, and then at some other time in the future maybe parlay that into continuing their education in one of our degree programs, and maybe even parlaying that into a bachelor's program at some point.
Sure. And I think the nursing program is a good example of that, from a CNA to an LPN to an RN. I mean, that really shows you different steps.
Well, that's right. And we were talking, I believe, off the air. You know, it used to be very linear when many of us came out of high school. We went to the next step, whatever the next step was, and you may have gotten a job right out of high school and you stayed with that job for many years. Now people go to, they go to the university, come back to a community college, they go to work, they go back to the university, back to a community college. It is very much a swirl, if you will. And we want to make sure that we help people make the decisions. You know, people know what they want to do sometimes, and that's great, and they should do that. And some don't know. They may not have been exposed to all the opportunities that exist at Piedmont Tech. And this is an opportunity for us to be able to help folks to see what's out there and see if it's a good fit for them.
That's right. And if you're a little concerned about the math or the reading or English skills, you have opportunities to help with that, too.
That's absolutely right. That shouldn't stand in anybody's way. We have opportunities for folks to start where they are and get to where they want to go.
And one thing I know about the professors out there is that they are all committed to helping their students in any way that they can.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's a big difference than going to a classroom where you're one of 400.
Well, we do not believe in the look left and right and, you know, half of you're not going to be here in the future. We want to make sure that we help everybody to get to where they need to be in life. And, you know, we try to be supportive and we try to work our curriculum around the needs of the student, meaning that math is still math and there's still expectations, but we're going to provide tutoring, we're going to provide some peer tutoring, we're going to provide some outside class help. So folks, you know, who need some assistance can find it at Piedmont Technical College.
I think one of the other things, because I've interviewed a lot of professors, and one of the other things that I've learned over time is that it's not a problem to have a young person and an older person there. They actually help each other when it comes to learning. The younger person may be better at the computer skills, but the older person may understand the workforce out there and how things really are. What do you think about that, Russell?
Oh, I think that's absolutely the case. I think that's one of the things I like about the Piedmont Tech environment, and you have cross-generation students that are working side-by-side in the classroom, helping each other along the way.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of economic help. Nobody should not go to school because they don't think they have the funding to be able to go. Is that right, Russell?
That's right. And Test Drive is a good place to learn about those financial aid opportunities. But I also wanted to mention, if people aren't able to go to tomorrow's event or sign up for Test Drive, they can come by any of our campuses at any time and find out the same information.
Now, you all are willing to give them a tour and take them around and do whatever it takes to make somebody feel comfortable.
Absolutely. We want folks to see themselves when they come on campus, see where they could be, to understand that it's not other people that go to college, it's people like them that go to college. You know, one of the most impactful things I've had in 28 years as a community college educator is a student who was a 4.0 student who was going on and had great plans, but she didn't go to school for years because she said, "I don't know who does that. It's just not me. That's not what I do. That's not what my family does." We believe that coming to a college like Piedmont Tech changes your life and changes the trajectory of your family's lives. But you've got to get beyond thinking that this is not something I can do. This is not something that, you know, I'm capable of doing. Everybody is capable of working on their education and finding out what is in store for them. And it's just, you know, coming out.
Well, there's lots of stories, and you're listening to WCRS, of people who went to Piedmont Tech, didn't think they had any opportunity. And I can remember interviewing Lex Walters at his very last, when he was retiring, and the number of phone calls that we got from people who had graduated and had gone on and he had helped them say, "Come on, come to school," and change their lives. And that still continues today.
Absolutely. Give us a shot. Try it out and give yourself an opportunity is what I would say to folks. And you have nothing to lose, absolutely nothing to lose, to come to the test drive, to come to one of our instant admission days and just find out if this is something you want to do.
Absolutely. And there's short programs and longer programs.
We've got the whole gamut. We can find something for you and we can get you where you want to be.
Absolutely. Now, just to finish up, to talk about something that's really exciting for Piedmont Tech, it is the Billy O'Dell Center for Excellence, the manufacturing center that's getting ready, isn't it, to be started soon.
That's right. We're going through the processes. You know, it's a long and arduous process through the state approvals and through the engineering approvals, but we're getting ready to get that really rolling here soon, going through all of the approvals that we need to, and then hopefully...
And what will that center be when it's built?
What will it be? We're going to have mechatronics, machine tool, welding, and a few other things in there, and we're going to have some flex space for folks. So it's going to be a fantastic showcase of the programs that are really... in part responsible for growing some of the economic development opportunities here in this region. So we have those programs now, and they have space now, but this is going to be a place where we can bring folks in and really show how all of these things fit together to make modern manufacturing work and run.
And that's, of course, what the manufacturers that are coming to our area are looking for.
Indeed.
That's right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. I hope we have answered some questions. If you have more questions, though, you certainly can call them out there at Tech 941-8400. The program is the Test Drive PTC, and you can go online to, in the privacy of your home, and check out more about it at ptc.edu/test drive. And now it's time for everybody to get out to Piedmont Tech for the Business Expo going on this evening right out there at Piedmont Tech at the Jed Medford Center.
Correct.
That's right.
Looking forward to seeing you there.
Absolutely. And, of course, you might drop by Uptown Greenwood and see them at the Art Center. The Burton Center Art Show is going on tonight, too. So two great events. Get out there and enjoy. Thank you so much for coming out this afternoon, Russell Martin and Jack Bagwell.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.